there. Psalm 37, verse 23. The Bible says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you again for the opportunity to open your word, Lord. God, I thank you, like we were talking about, Lord, our source of authority is only your word. God, I'm so thankful for that. We're not trying to mix it with our own thoughts or what a group says or a leader or an organization says, Lord. It's only your word. Thank you that our church is built on that, and we know that's the right way. God, I pray you would just please help us to listen. God, it is God's word, so help us to receive it and place that high of a value on it, Lord, as we listen today. It's more important than what we'll watch on TV today. It's more important than what our friends will say. It's more important than what news or what sports action will happen today, Lord. It's the most important thing. So I pray you'd help us to tune into it and give our effort to get something from it. Pray you do that for every guy in the room. Please give me the right words and thoughts and spirit. Help us to hear your voice through the preaching. God, make us more like you and help us to love you more. Pray that you would please, God, that you would increase and help me to decrease. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Thank you guys for standing. David is writing Psalm 37, and he is contrasting, guys, the wicked and the righteous. How the wicked live and how the righteous live. And it's not that the righteous are really any better, but it's that they have gotten saved. That's how we become righteous. Not because we're just better and we were born better. We're just naturally better than everybody else. No. When you're saved, you become righteous. You get the righteousness of Christ imputed to you, transferred to you because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "He, God the Father, hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin." Another reference to him, never ever sinning. "That we might be made the righteousness of God in him." When you chose to bow your head, close your eyes, receive Jesus into your life, listen, he gave you his righteousness. That's why, guys, one day when we die and stand before God, we will be able to get into heaven. Why? Not because of anything we did. Guys, we don't look at God and say, "God, I read my Bible a lot. You better let me in." No, that's not going to do it. You should read your Bible, but that ain't going to work. Okay? "I gave out a lot of tracts this week. God, I memorized most of Proverbs too." That ain't going to work. All right? Listen, guys, the only thing that will open those gates that will allow you entrance into heaven is the righteousness of Christ, the perfection of Christ on your life. If you haven't been saved, get saved. All right? But he's contrasting the wicked and the righteous. And guys, I just want to pull out a couple of these. By the way, verse number one is important. Look at this. This is not the message today, but maybe we need this. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." You know what? Sometimes we look at the world and we see what they do, and we see the partying, we see the drinking, we see the girls, we see all this activity and so-called excitement. And some of us, if we don't watch it, we can start to fret. You know what I mean? Complain. Feel sorry for ourselves. "Oh my, I'm the one that's cast aside. I'm the one that's missing out." No, you're not missing out on anything. Listen, sin looks good at the beginning. It does not at the end. You hear that? Sin looks good at the beginning, guys. For all of us. We're all tempted to it. We're all allured and pulled toward it. It looks good at the beginning. At the end, it does not. When you follow it through to the end, guys, it's rotten. It's rank. It's nasty. It's wretched. And it'll destroy you from the inside out. So don't fret. Listen, if you see the world doing all this stuff and you say, "Man, it seems like they're having all the fun." Maybe for a moment. Maybe for a season. But that season doesn't last too long. Why? He contrasts the righteous and the wicked. Verse number two, "For they shall soon, maybe you need to underline that, be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth." They look like they're partying now. They look like they can mess around with all the girls now, and there's no ramifications. There's no consequences that seem to show up. They shall soon be cut down. Listen, all that glory and all that fun and all that excitement, all those thrills, one of these days, it's going to be chopped down. And it's like it had never been there in the first place. There's many of these references in this chapter, guys. Check out verse number 9. "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Verse 10, "For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be." It keeps hammering on this. Verse number 13, "The Lord shall laugh at him," the wicked that is, "for he seeth that his day is coming." The wicked's rejoicing. He thinks everything's great. He thinks nobody can stop him. He thinks there is no God that can tell him what to do. He thinks there is no God that will judge him one day. The Bible says God looks on him and laughs. your day is coming. Wow. Wow. And guys, we don't want people to get judged. We don't want people to get thrown into hell. We want them to get saved. But if they turn away from Christ, if they blow Christ off, say, I don't need that religion. I don't need your Savior to save me. I'm fine how I am. Okay? One of these days, their day is coming. Whew, scary stuff. Very scary stuff. And there's more references throughout. Verse number 20, the wicked, but the wicked shall perish, the enemies of the Lord. Continues on with that. I want to do one more and then get to the message. Verse 35 and 36. I have seen the wicked in great power. David's saying, man, I've seen the wicked just at their zenith, at their pinnacle. Man, they're at the height of their powers. And spreading himself like a Green Bay tree. Not only is he at the high point of his powers, but it seems like he's increasing in influence every single day. Verse 36, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yeah, I sought him, but he could not be found. All that stuff he had built up. You ever, as a kid, at the beach with your parents, you're out there and you build a sandcastle, right? Or you build what looks not really like a sandcastle, but something. You know, it's like a mound. But you built it. That's the main thing. You're like, I did that. Right? And you run back. Mom, come check out my sand sort of castle. Come on, Mom. Come on. And then you go back and what happened? The water had washed it away. And it was like, you're picking up a rock and the little sea crab. You're like, where did it go, man? It's not here. That's what happens with the wicked. They build their whole lives. The judgment of God comes in. Not there. Everything they live for. By the way, guys, the Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, loses his own soul? What does it matter? Listen, a lot of guys in this room even, we're worried about how much money we make, the girls that'll like us, the friends, how many followers do I have, how many likes do I have? Man, it's got to be all about that. Guys, can I tell you, in eternity, in heaven, that stuff means nothing. Nothing. You better make sure you're saved. You better make sure you're living for God. You better make sure you're influencing those around you for righteousness now. That's the stuff that matters. That's the stuff that lasts. Serving God will be rewarded for eternity. It's not in vain. But guys, I love, like we read, verses 23 and through 25. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down. I like verse 24 especially. It says, though he fall. So, hard times are going to come. I'll say this later, guys. But don't ever believe a preacher. Listen, don't ever believe a preacher, especially those that are on TV. Right? A fake me out preacher that gets up and says, if you get right with God, you will never have another problem in your life. That's not true. That is not true. All right. The Christian life is the greatest life there is. There's no comparison to it. There's nothing like it. But there will be difficulties with it. There will be problems with it. We're telling you straight. You should be glad we're not lying to you. You should be glad that we're not trying to con you and trick you and say, call in the next 10 minutes, all right? You get not one, but a double dose of joy. Guys, that's not what it is. Listen, this is the greatest life that there is, but there will be hard times that are associated with it. There'll be bumps in the road. Now, when we get to heaven, there will be no more hard times, difficulties, none of that. But here on this earth, it's a part of it. It's a part of living here. He says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Utterly means to completely or absolutely be cast down, cast aside. I love this part, guys. Listen, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. What does that mean? Somebody, can you explain that to me? The Lord upholdeth him with his hand, Micah?
The Lord lifteth him up in his own hand.
Yeah, he'll hold you up. He'll hold you up. Guys, you know what that's saying? When you don't have the power to keep on going, God has the power to keep you going. When you can't make it another step, he has the power to keep you going, keep you in it. Listen, that should encourage everybody in the room, because that should tell me, even if my situation at school is not ideal and there's some people around me that are not the best influence, by the way, don't choose to be around bad influences. Mm-hmm. God's given you a brain. He expects you to use it. God's given you a Bible. He expects you to read it and obey it. All right? This is no license to be stupid and say, I don't know why it blew up in my face. Because you pulled the trigger. That's why. All right? Listen, Don't go against God and disobey Him and then wonder what happened. But this should give you hope that if you're trying, if you're reading your Bible, if you're praying, if you're obeying your parents, if you're faithful in the house of God, and you show up here and you try to listen the best you can, you try to live for God, you're doing your best, hard times are going to come. Bumps in the road may come. Difficulties may hit your life. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes things hurt you and hit you, and you think, man, I don't know how I could keep going on. It's not your strength anymore. It's not your power anymore. It's not your knowledge anymore. It's not your wisdom anymore. What's keeping you going? It's the Lord upholding you with His hand. Here's the message today, and I'll get right to it. With Jesus, you can make it. You hear that? With Jesus, you can make it. Guys, I'm not saying you can make it because you're so smart. I'm not so smart. I'm not saying you can make it because you're so strong and you're such great young men and you live in a day and age where we have technology and we're advanced and we have all this kind of... No. That's not going to make it. It's not going to get you through. But guys, if you're, like I said, if you're doing your part, if you're saying, God, I need your strength, I need your help, I'm going to cast all my care upon you because you care for me. The Bible says, the Lord upholdeth him with His hand. There will be some bumps. There will be some bruises. There will be some hard times. There will be some hurts. There will be some tears at times. But guys, with Jesus, you can make it. You got to hold on to that. You got to get a hold of that and personalize that and say, I'm going to hold on to that, believe that, and live that in my life. As a teenager, God showed me these verses, and I held on to those things and said, God, when I go to college and I'm away from home and I'm away from my friends and I'm away from everything that's familiar to me, with Jesus, I can make it. Listen, when you go to new experiences, you go in new endeavors in your life, with Jesus, you can make it. But you got to put Him first. All right, let's get to it. Point number one, the directed steps. All right, Brother Tom, I want to make it. I want Jesus to be helping me, giving me the power to make it. First of all, you got to have directed steps. You got your Bible open, guys? Verse number 23. The steps of a good man are what? What is that? Come on. The steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord. That means you're following His commands. That means He's your commander. That means you're the one reporting for duty. And you say, God, what do you want me to do today? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Guys, you've got to have that if you expect to make it. You've got to have that if you expect Jesus' power to kick in and to help you when you need it the most. You've got to have directed steps. You know what we want to do? We want to disobey that. We want to do our own thing. And then when we start going down, say, Lord, help me. Listen, God has no obligation to help you when you're doing your own thing. You hear that? God has no obligation to help you when you are doing your own thing. When you're rebelling against God, you can't cry out to God and say, God, help me. The Israelites tried to do that plenty of times. In the book of Judges chapter 2, they were doing their own thing, serving false gods. And punishment started showing up. Retribution started showing up. The repercussions started banging down on their heads. And you know what they did? They're crying out to God, God, save us! I think God still helped them. But you know what God said? Go cry to your false gods. You've chosen them over me. Hey guys, and I'm not trying to bash you right now, but if you choose other stuff over God, when you face a difficult situation, you better watch yourself. If you chose that girl and she's more important to you than God, you think she can answer your prayer? If you chose that job to be over God, you think that job can answer your prayer? No, only God can answer prayer. Put Him first. Put Him first. And by the way, you put God first, God will give you what you need. God will give you a good life. Don't fall asleep on me, bro. All right. The directed steps. I know. But just keep trying. The directed steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It's deliberate. You know what that means? It's on purpose. The steps. You know what steps are? Chosen actions that you take. It's not talking about the way you walk. It's not talking if you walk slow, you walk fast, or whatever, the gait that you have when you walk. It's not talking about that. The style. It's talking about chosen actions. It's deliberate. Hey guys, I'll get to this later. But what have you done this week? And you took that step because God told you. That's what it's talking about. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It's deliberate. It's on purpose. Guys, you can't do this by accident. Listen, can I be real with you? You never wake up and say, man, I just want to live for God today. Or at least it's really rare. Okay? Most days, you know what you wake up? You wake up and you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this. You know what, guys? You got to do it on purpose. You gotta kick your butt in gear and say, no, I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to put some tracts in my pocket. By the way, guys, you've got to do that on purpose. I can't just pray. God, give me a track right now.
Please, how about the materialize in my pocket? Three, two. Lord, I don't have any.
No, you've got to prepare yourself ahead of time. There you go. Stab somebody. He's trying to throw a track at me, guys. All right? Listen, it's deliberate. You got to do it on purpose. Guys, make up your mind. Listen, and don't fall into the weakness of your flesh. Jesus told Peter, the spirit indeed is willing. It wants to, but the flesh is weak. You got to push yourself. Listen, there are times you're not going to feel like reading your Bible. Do it anyway. There's times you don't feel like praying. I'm there a lot. Do it anyway. Push yourself. Is it that important or not? It's deliberate. Number two, it's demonstrated. It says the steps of a good man. Right? Verse number 23. The steps of a good man. You say, I want to be a good man. I want to be a good man. I desperately want that. Okay. So am I just a good man because I wish it? If you wish upon a star. That's what Disney told me my whole life growing up. So if I wish upon a star, it has to be, right? You know how you become a good man? You're not a good man because of how much money you make or what neighborhood you're from or the color of your skin or anything else or how nice the clothes you wear. That doesn't make you a good man. You know what makes you a good man? Obeying God. Why is he a good man? He's a good man because it's demonstrated. He's good because he follows what God says. God, you want to be a good man? Follow what God says. That's the key. You want to have a good marriage in the future? Follow what God says. You want to be a good father one day? Follow what God says. You want to be a good worker on the job? Someone that they can trust and depend on? Follow what God says. Hey, can I tell you? This is a side point. But can I tell you? Your workplace, Tim could attest to this. Your workplace, you know the things they're looking for are a lot of the qualities that we're teaching you guys to be right now. You know what they want you to do? Work hard. Be honest. Treat people nicely. Guys, that's stuff that you hear every week. So that tells me if I'm a good Christian, that'll affect these other areas of my life as well. If I keep my relationship with God right, all these other things will fall in place. That's what they're looking for. It's demonstrated. He's good because he follows what God says. You want to be a good man? Are you obeying God? And guys, it's distinctive. It's contrary to the flow of this world. Listen, when you live for God, it's going to go across the grain of what the world is doing. Guys, you live a clean and pure life with a clean mind. That's not what most young men your age are doing. You should respect women. Women are people. They're not objects. They're not things. They're not things for you to stare at and lust at and do whatever you want with. By the way, which will get you thrown in jail. Listen, they're people. They're people. Listen, they're important to God. They're valuable. They're souls that matter to the Lord. Listen, but God teaches us to treat them a certain way. It's distinctive. If you live the way God wants you to, it'll stick out in this wicked world. The Bible says, listen, the way of destruction that leads to destruction, it says many there be which go in thereat. A lot of people are going that way. But the path that we follow is straight and narrow, and it leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Listen, sometimes we just got to make up our mind. If a few people were with me, if nobody's with me, I'm living for God. What does that song say? Though no one join me, still I will follow. Listen, guys, make up your mind. If my friend quits on this thing, I'm going to keep doing right. If my brother, if my cousin, or whoever you look up to, if they fall away, we don't want them to fall away, but if they do, I'm going to stay on it. I'm going to stay faithful with this. We got too many people saying, if you quit, I'll quit. That's not helping us. You serve God because of God. You don't serve God because of someone else. That's what I'm trying to say. It's demonstrated. It's distinctive. It's different. It'll stick out. It'll be opposite from what the world is doing, the drift of the world. And guys, the destination of it, it says it's ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You guys know this, but let me say this. Some of you guys are like, okay, where is it ordered at? Where can I find my orders? Where can I find my commands? Where can I find what God wants me to do? I want him to direct my life, but where do I need to go? What preacher do I need to hear? What church do I need to travel to? What person do I need to hang out with? What ceremony, ritual, or activity do I need to perform? What channel do I turn on, Brother Tom? What app do I need to download so I can get the orders of God? You don't need an app. You don't need a channel. You don't need a church necessarily. You don't need a preacher necessarily. You don't need some friend. You don't need all that stuff. You know what you need? Your Bible. That's where God is going to order your life. Young man, you want to have a good life? Get in God's Word and let it order your life. Psalm 119, 133. Write it down. The Bible says, order my steps in thy Word. Order my steps in thy word. God gives you his orders where? In his word, in the Bible. That's where he gives you his your orders for your life. Order my steps in thy word. And guys, it's a distinguished privilege. It says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hey, hey, hey. Who would you rather wanting to order your life? Guys, what a privilege it is to have God calling you out and say, hey, take this step, go to this place, do this thing, do this activity. Hey guys, if I was trying to start a business, I would want to go to somebody that's very successful, right? If I wanted an athletic career, wouldn't I want to go to one of the greatest athletes? Man, if you're a high school quarterback or something, can you imagine having a 15-minute conversation with Patrick Mahomes? You'd be like, this is it. Dude, how do you do it? I want to follow. I want to be just like you. Right? And you would soak in every moment, every millisecond of that. You'd be writing down notes. How do you get your hair like that? Forget that. That's not going to help you. How do you have that weird voice? And all the stuff that he does, all right? But he's good. Listen, you would want to sit down with the person that's the greatest. If I want to go to the stock market, who's that guy? Warren Buffett. I want to find out what are his tips. If I want to start a job, I want to go to one of these people that's made these great industries, from the computer industry and Windows and Apple and all. Let me talk to your CEO, right? Hey guys, you want to have a good life? God's saying, I'll give you the orders. I'll show you how to do it. But yet we blow it off like, yeah, I have my Bible. I don't know where it is. Probably under my bed. In the back of the car, lost somewhere, some kid. Come on, man. Hey, come on. Get in the Word of God. He will order your steps himself. What a privilege that is. Man, guys, when God orders your steps, you don't have to worry about it going wrong on you. And then the direct question is this. Are your steps ordered by him? Hey, this past week, were there actions that you did because Jesus ordered it in your life saying, do this? You say, how can I know that? How can I know that? Well, ask yourself this. Why did I do what I did? Hey, guys. If you play a certain type of music, somebody comes up to you and say, why do you listen to that? Why did you do it? If it's not because it's ordered by the Lord, it's probably the wrong music you're listening to. You're in your school this week and you look away when the girl walks by. Why'd you do that? God says not to lust after them. Why'd you do it? Hey guys, they may call you weird, they may call you names, but why are you doing what you're doing? Listen, God only leads us in the paths of righteousness. God, what that means is, God only tells you to do what's right. God's not going to tell you, oh yeah, go ahead and lust. I know. God knows my heart. Yeah, he knows it's wicked. That's what he knows about your heart. Okay? He leads in the paths of righteousness. The directed steps. Guys, with Jesus, you can make it. But listen, you hear this stuff all the time. But this Bible needs to be important to you. Are you reading it this week? If you're not, we're not trying to kick you and say, forget you. How dare you? We're just trying to say, you got to start somewhere. Listen, we're all going to be doing this week. Start in Proverbs. Listen, if you make it 5 chapters, 7 chapters, 10 chapters, great. You say, I might not win the gift card. Who cares? God will teach you. God will help you through that. Listen, get after it, man. This is where God orders your steps, commands your steps, and guides you through life. Get in it. We have a treasure, guys, a treasure in this book. But many of us don't act like it. We treat it like trash. And sometimes our lives turn out to be trash. Why? Because we didn't follow what God has given to us. He's laid it out for you. Follow it. And all of us can do better. All right, let's get rolling. Point number one, the directed steps. Point number two, the delight of the servant. Guys, when you do, you say, yeah, when I do, I'm going to be miserable. Every moment, beat down. Got to do this. Got to get on another track. Got to go read your Bible. Got to do. Got to go to church. I have no time for me. All right, let's see what God says about that. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What's the next part of the verse?
And he delighteth
in his way. Now, I remember going back and forth with that as a young person, thinking, what does that mean? You could take it two ways, right? You could say God delights in the person's way, and God is pleased when the person lives for him, and we know that's true. But guys, I take it the other way. that Christian delights in God's way. Listen, what it's saying is this. When you live for God, we paying attention? When you live for God, you know what you get out of it? Delight. Rejoicing. The delight of the servant. Guys, if you respond in obedience, if you do the things that God has called you to do, you're not going to be beat down like a slave. You're not going to be miserable and it's a dread and a drudgery to you. That's not what's going to happen. There will be rejoicing that's obtained. The Bible says this, John 13:17. Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. You hear that? Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Not, I learned them, I wrote them in my notebook and forgot about them. Not, yep, I can give you all the answers for Bible trivia, but I never lived this stuff in my life. No, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Get it working in your life. Start treating people the way God has taught you. Guys, if there's music that you know is not right, you don't even need me to say it. You know what I'm going to say. But stop. Stop listening to it. Ask a godly Christian, what should I be listening to? They'll hook you up. They'll give you. You can. The day and age we live in now, guys, somebody doesn't even have to give you music like that. You can go to YouTube, find good stuff. Not just the bad stuff. You can find good stuff. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. And rejoicing will be obtained. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. John 10:10, Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Galatians 5, he came to give us love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You can do all that stuff you want. There's no limit to it. And it will remain over time. The delight of the servant. Guys, what this verse is clearly saying, you want to be a good man? Have your steps ordered by the Lord. Why did you take that step? Why did you give out that tract? Why do you read your Bible every day? Why do you pray? Why do you honor your parents? Hey, can I tell you, that's not popular. Michael, on most of the TV shows, it's not popular for the kids to do what their parents say. It's actually popular in the world's eyes, funny if you disrespect your parents and say some stupid remark when they tell you to do something. That's what gets the ha 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 on the TV show. But that won't make you a good son, and that won't turn you into a good man one day. Mm-hmm. Why do you listen to your parents? Because God says so. Honor your parents. Obey your parents. It's in there. The delight of the servant. Point number three, the difficulties which cause stumbling. As we said from the beginning, there will be hard times. There will be bumps and rocks in the road. Verse 24, though he fall. You know who that's talking about? That's the same Christian that was just delighting at the end of verse 23. That's the same guy that had his steps ordered by the Lord. Why does he fall? He falls because we're flesh. We're weak. We're weak. And guys, can I tell you, the pressure is always strong on us. It's pulling against us. The world is not pulling with us as Christians. It's going against us. Okay? So if it's going against us and we're weak and we don't trust God like we're supposed to, that's when falling comes. Though he fall, what does it say? He shall not be utterly cast down. Guys, the difficulties remain. It's a definite reality. Listen, you can be obeying God. You can be doing everything you're supposed to do. But can I tell you, it's still a battle. Still a battle. Guys, but this should help us. This should remove the disillusionment that could be caused. Because you know what some new Christians think? If I do what God wants me to do, then I'll never have another problem, Danny. I'll never get sick. I'll never be without. I'll never not have money and not be provided for. No hard times will ever come. Guys, that's not Bible. That's what some fake me out preachers will tell you, but that's not Bible. That's not the truth. All right, God's telling you right here, right? This guy, hey, is this guy a wicked person? No, he's doing good. He's a good man. His steps are ordered by the Lord, right? He's doing what God told him to do. And he's delighting in it. He's having a great time. He's rejoicing. Guys, God will bless you with happiness and contentment in fulfillment if you do what he says. But that does not disassociate you from trouble, from hard times. You can be right in the center of God's will and still be going through it. Ask Job. Ask Paul. Ask Jeremiah. Ask Isaiah. Ask all these people in the Bible. Listen, they were doing what God said. How many times Paul get thrown in prison, beat, stoned, all the time. Every place he went, he would preach, they would start a church, and then people would be after him to kill him. He'd go to someplace else, do the same thing, repeat the process. difficulties which cause stumbling. Guys, this should remove something from our minds. Don't get thrown off when trouble comes. Don't think God's forsaken you when trouble comes. Don't get bewildered and say, man, no. They said when I prayed, everything would be great. No, that's not what we said. And if somebody told you that, they're off. Either they didn't know what they're talking about or they're lying to you. Don't believe that. It's hard. It's hard, but it's worth it. Listen, the directed steps, the delight of the servant, the difficulties which cause stumbling. Point number four, the demonstrated strength. Guys, even though I may have failures at times, it doesn't have to be final. Verse 24, he shall not be utterly cast down. That's a blessing. That means even when I mess up, Ethan, that doesn't have to finish me off. That doesn't have to be the last thing that ever happens to me. Man, he did good for a while, but he messed up. Man, he's gone. Guys, you may stumble at times, but the Bible says a just man falleth seven times, yet riseth up again. By the way, and I think we should have determination and grit and guts. When you fall down, get back up. But you know what? You don't just get up because you're strong and you're determined. You get up because God is the one lifting you up. But can I tell you the kind of Christian God does that for? The one that has some grit and guts and determination to say, God, help me get back where I need to be. Not the one that says, oh, it's not worth it anymore. Because you're not even trying. When you try, that's when God's power kicks in. When you don't try, his power could kick in. You're not doing anything. It's not going to help. My failure doesn't have to be final. Why? Because of his power, his force in my life. Guys, and notice this. It says, for the Lord. We know this. He is the most powerful being in the universe. For the Lord. That is Jehovah right there. All caps. Self-existent. He upholdeth me. He gives me power. And it says, with his hand. That's the personal grip of God. God cares about you enough that when you mess up, he says, no, I care. I'm going to lift you up with my own hand. Guys, that should be encouraging to us. So, if I'm trying, if I'm staying on it, even if I make mistakes here and there, God will help me keep going. Paul talked about the hard times that he had. 2 Corinthians 4, he says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You know what he's saying? This is hard. What he was going through was hard. But he's saying, God hasn't forgotten about me. God hadn't cast me to the side. I'm not forsaken. I may be down, but I'm not out. I may be struggling, but this is not going to finish me off. Why? Because God is the one that keeps me going. It's not my strength, it's his. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. God says, I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God will give you what you need to keep going. That's what I'm saying. What's the message today? With Jesus, I can make it. And yes, with him, you can make it. And guys, one last point. Point number five. Verse 25. Can somebody read verse 25 for me loudly, please? Ethan, sorry.
I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread.
Thank you, sir. That's David writing. Okay? He's saying, I have been young and now I'm old. Why does he say that? Just talk about how old he is? You know why he mentions that? He's saying, I've taken in a lot of sights, a lot of experiences in my life. Can you think about all the people that David interacted with? All the experiences he had? Guys, he was king of Israel for 40 years. We talked about him a lot. We talk about him a lot in church. Great ups and terrible downs. Right? But he had a lot of experiences. That's why he says, I've been young and now I'm old. I've been around the block. I've seen a lot of things in my life. But he said, I'll tell you one thing I've never seen. One thing that I've never seen in my life. You know what it is? The righteous forsaken. Who are the righteous? Saved people. Who are the righteous? Those that are trying to live for God. Who are the righteous? Those that are trying to be faithful to the Lord. They're not perfect, but they're trying. Every single day they're trying. You know what he said? I've never seen God turn his back on that kind of person. Fellas, you may be 15. That promise is good for the rest of your life if you're trying to live for God. Listen, I've known people, listen, they've fallen on hard times, they've lost their job, they've been homeless for times. But you know what? God has never forsaken them. He's brought them through. He's blessed them now to where they're in a better position than they ever were before. Listen, what is that? That's God. He never forsakes his children. Guys, that's a blessing. David's given his testimony. He says, I've seen a lot of things, but I've never seen God turn his back on his children, nor his seed baiting bread. And I got one last thing to say. Try it for yourself. Guys, you can hear me preach about it. You can hear us teach about it. You can hear all the things that we tell you. God is so great. God is so good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He's wonderful. Hey, guys, you got to try it for yourself. We don't tell you this just so we can have a pep rally and say, yeah, that's great. Or write down all these things, even though I want you to. You know why we do it? So you can take these things, try it out for yourself. With Jesus, you can make it. That tells me the difficulties may come, but with Jesus, I can make it. I may have some really difficult struggles in my life, and I've had some of those. But with Jesus, I can make it. And with Jesus, you can make it. Hey, you can make it in a public school with Jesus. You can make it at a Christian school where they don't care about God with Jesus. Listen, whatever difficulties may come in your life and things don't always work out the way you want, with Jesus, you can make it. But you got to be doing what he said. How do the verses start off? Steps of a good man, ordered by the Lord. Are your steps being ordered, commanded, directed by God? If they are, you're going to have some delight coming in your life. Difficulties will come. We can't get rid of those. We can't remove those until we get to heaven. While we're here on earth, it's just part of the deal. But even though you fall sometimes, even though you mess up sometimes, the Lord, our God with all power, he lifts you up and upholds you with his hand. With Jesus, you can make it. And David said, man, I'll tell you what, after all that, I've seen a lot of things in my life, but I've never seen God turn his back on his children. Even when they go through tough times, you know what he does? He lifts them up. He helps them through. He gets them through the difficulties. And guys, all that needs to say, you know what? I'm going to try that out for myself. Guys, you hear this today. Please, this is God's word. It'll never change. But you need to take it and say, I'm going to try it for myself. If you're not saved, get saved. If you are saved, let's get living like it. Let's get living like it today. If music needs to go, it needs to go. If a certain type of girl needs to go, she needs to go. Friends that are pulling me away from God, bye. Let's get dedicated. Hey, if you want God to bless you, you got to do it his way. As I said early on in the message, I can't be disobeying God and then get in trouble and say, God, help me. God says, where you been? I've told you to do this. Why did you disobey? Why did you go against me? If you want God to bless you, you got to be doing what he says. With Jesus, guys, you can make it. With Jesus, I can make it. That gives me strength. That gives me hope. That no matter what comes my way, how crazy our world or our country gets, with Jesus, you can make it. Let's hold on to that. Let's be the young men that God wants to